Next, I'm joined by multimedia artist Van Trinh Nguyen. She is currently a PhD candidate in electronic arts at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute here in Troy. Her new film, Erie County Smile, will be available for streaming on Friday, February 26, 2021. Van made this film with the artist and animator Alex Derwick, who also joins us here today. Van and Alex, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, congratulations on finishing the production of Erie County Smile.
Thank you.
So Van, just to get us started, for our audience that may not have heard of Erie County Smile, tell us, what is this film about?
So Erie County Smile is a short film that is slightly autobiographical. It's about my upbringing in Western New York. I grew up in a nail salon, in my parents' nail salon. And while at the nail salon, we always played this variety show. It's a very specific Vietnamese language variety show called Paris by Night. So this movie is about my reflection about growing up in this nail salon in suburbia, and all the while watching this Vietnamese language, very lavish variety show, and all of the kind of comments from our customers and memories of watching it with like a mixed audience. So this movie is a reflection of that, and of also of the immigrant experience.
Great. And you originally, pre-COVID-19, planned to do this production as a performance, and you had to greatly adapt that plan because of the pandemic that we are still in. Can you talk about how Erie County Smile came to be in its current state?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the plight of a lot of makers. You know, a lot of the work had to transition and to become maybe media based instead. And that was exactly what happened to us. So Erie County Smile was supposed to be a stage or a theater kind of production. And I had all of this very elaborate fanfare for it. And when COVID hit and we went to lockdown, I think that there were, which I think we just had to take a look, a cold hard look at the project and see what has to remain and what can be translated and adapted. So we tried a couple of test shots with the green screen in our living room, and it ended up kind of exceeding our expectations. And I'll let Alex elaborate on that.
So since most of the film is about this fictional variety show that's the satire on Paris by Night, we really wanted to make sure that the main character that Van is playing could stand on a fictional stage that is just as elaborate as Paris by Night. And, you know, luckily we were able to hire a digital artist, Brian Chernowski, to help make the stage that actually Van is standing on. And so all of that, like Van was saying, was shot on a green screen in our kitchen, and it looked way better than we could have imagined, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot from the limitations that were given. So we, you know, only shot at night initially, and trying to fend off our cat. Somehow I think we, with all of the restraints and the setbacks, it exceeded our expectations. And I think it was our choice that just to go forward with it.
Great. And in this pandemic adjustment, Van, you also play all the characters in Erie County Smile. And I was wondering if you could sort of describe a little bit, you don't have to go into all of them, but a little bit about how this came to be, and what's your favorite character that you play in addition to the main host?
Oh, that's hard. It's like picking your favorite child, only it's yourself. because there's no such thing, we can't have a cast. So it's just myself, and this is metaphorically using all parts of the buffalo. I use myself, I use our cat, I use, there are stand-ins where Alex plays kind of a partial person. And it's simply because, I mean, and I think initially it wasn't necessarily a loftier goal, but I think the premise of me playing everyone is the fact of the matter is these are all of the people in which I like embody, or these identities that I think are complex. And I play all of the characters, and including the audience members. And that was a really funny and tedious task of moving chairs and sitting in various rows to make a full audience, a full fake audience. And I think maybe my favorite character, I play myself as a child. I play myself as a 12-year-old. And she's my favorite in that and the reason why I think that she was so fun to play is because I had to think about all of the ways in which children do not consider media training or abide by the rules of the camera. You know, she coughs on screen. She's a little rough around the edges, and I think that she was really fun to play.
Great. And like piggybacking on that, you really do embrace using parody and satire to critique the media that you were raised on. And I was wondering if you could go into that a little bit more of how you chose this approach.
Sure. So the reason why I wanted to use humor and satire and parody to offer a critique of this variety show and to offer a critique of my experience is because I think oftentimes stories that are based on the immigrant experience are kind of marred in like a collective suffering. And although it was difficult, I wanted to express that there is a joy within my upbringing, and there is a joy within my experience that is shared, and that the things in which I'm critiquing are still very precious to me. And I think this was a way in which I could complicate and problematize the experiences that I had while remaining respectful to them and giving them like this treatment of like care that I think humor offers.
And this is not the first time you've taken this sort of approach in your work. And it's not the first time that you've roped your parents into your artistic practice. Can you talk about using both of your parents in Erie County Smile and what that adds to the film?
Sure. Yeah. My poor parents. I oftentimes cast my mom just simply because I think she's like such a great character. And I grew up watching her. I think she's got such interesting control of comedy. But my mom plays an integral role in the end of Erie County Smile. And my father plays a rather comical role. I mean, I'm quite lucky to have their support, and they don't mind really taking a risk and being a part of these projects. I think for me, using my parents as part of the story makes it maybe even closer and a little more truer to the experience that I had. And I've used, like I said, I've used them before in my previous projects. I think this is like oftentimes children of immigrants are fearful that they're not making their parents proud. And I think through working together like this, I think that there is no doubt in which she is completely proud of my body of work.
Excellent. So Erie County Smile is going to be released on Friday, February 26th. Can you tell us where we can catch that, how we can see it? And if there's anything that I missed today that you want to make sure our audience knows about the movie.
Erie County Smile will be streaming on Van's website. It's vantrannuyen.com. And it will be a pay what you can, $5 kind of donation to stream it. And that money will go directly towards submitting the film to some festivals. And we're going to have a couple events through MPAC and through Open Source Gallery.
Okay, so check out vantrannuyen.com for more information and further screenings of Erie County Smile. And thank you, Alex and Van, for joining us here today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you, EP.
Thank you, EP.